Season 12 of the WOAFM 99 radio show. It's our brand new season for the brand new year. I'm really, really happy to bring it to you. We have a great show today, and it's an in-conversation episode because we have one of my favorite Americana artists who's launching his debut album on the 27th, and it's none other than Richard Krueger, who's going to be coming up in the middle of the show, so stick around for that. Today's show, we've got some brand new artists that we've never played, and some existing artists that are signed to our label who have been working with us on different projects. So we're kicking off the radio show with this amazing artist that we discovered from Sweden. Well, the band's name is Stone Silk, proper Swedish artist. But when you listen to the song and his style, it sounds completely to me like Creed. The production level is just fantastic. I believe he even has his own studio called Sweden Studios. So Johan Soberg with his band, well, his solo project, Stone Silk, kicks off the show today for us with the song Hold Me. And now Hold Me will also be one of our featured tracks on the upcoming Independent Number Ones Volume 8, which is launching in a few weeks from now. So we've got the Independent Number Ones and the Goa Chill Out Zone, two of our major compilations, features breakthrough independent artists. So following Stone Silk, we've got Lisa Panagos, one of my favorite dance electronica artists, and this is her brand new single, Ecstasy. Now, Lisa was supposed to be with us on last year's WOA International Music Festival and the whole tour that took place across Goa and India, but she couldn't make it due to personal reasons. But we have confirmation that Lisa is going to be joining us in 2019 for our 10th anniversary WOA International Music Festival and tour. So we're really looking forward to Lisa Panagos all the way from Los Angeles. So this is her brand new single. I think a lot of you dance music fans are going to love this song. Followed by Shelley Blondell. Now this is a brand new artist that we actually heard during our Christmas programming in December. So she had a Christmas song and her manager sent us one of her mainstream singles. This is called Dancing in the Rain. She's got a very beautiful, unique voice, and I really, really like it. And this is one of her new singles, Dancing in the Rain. Very cool. I really think you guys are going to like it. Very mainstream, very commercial pop, very musical rather than manufactured. So Shelley Blondell coming in at number 3 today. And after Shelley, we've got Rich Krueger joining me for a one-on-one interview. Now, the thing with the interview is this was a last-minute thing because his album launch just came up. However, we couldn't do the interview in the studio, so it was over the phone and we kind of got it recorded. I'm really hoping that you guys can actually listen to the interview properly because it was a real fun interview and I really enjoyed it. I really think you guys are going to love it and get to know Richard a little more. And we're going to be playing his song, which comes in at number 4, What We Are. Now, this is one of his main songs from the CD and also will be on the Independent Number Ones Volume 8 coming out very, very soon on WOA Records. At number 5 is another favorite artist of mine, a country favorite for me, Christine Van Hoy. Again, she was a featured act on a Christmas compilation that we just released in December. This song is called Love Me, and it's going to be on the Goa Chill Out Zone, which I'm really looking forward to because it's been a while that the Goa Chill Out Zone Volume 8 has been in the works, and we're finally ready to launch it. It's going to be releasing before the Independent Number Ones, so keep an eye out for some great acts on that album, including Christine Van Hoy. You know, she's a fantastic country artist. I have no idea why we haven't heard Christine's songs on the country charts, because I think you will agree with me that this is right up there with all the great country tracks that are coming out right now. Last but not least, another great act that I discovered in December, Daddy Warbucks. And he's more of a blues Americana artist. Well, this song of Daddy Warbucks is a little more blues oriented rather than Americana. And the song is called Jake the Maggot, okay? And the beat is just so cool on this. The whole groove that he's got on this single, I really, really like it. So 6 fantastic songs by 6 great artists that we've got. And I think all of them deserve to be on our premiere episode today for WOA FM 99 Season 12. I hope you enjoyed the show. Oliver Sean signing out.
I know I should be happy about the things I own, but they won't satisfy me, and still I feel alone.
How does it feel? How does it feel? to make me sing. Perfect singing in the rain, like a thunderstorm outside my door. Singing in the rain. What do you know about the birds and bees? Singing sway you with the trees as they go with the wind, going side to side, yeah. And the thunder with the crash, the most of my mind. All the angels trying to get me to sing. All the angels trying to sing to me. I'm dancing.
So I said I'm gonna have Richard Krueger on the show today, and it's very, very special because Richard is launching his brand new album, his first major album in America on the 27th, and we're really happy to have him on the show. Richard, say hello, my friend.
Hello. Hello, everybody out there. Thanks for listening.
So, Richard, tell me about the album and tell me everything, because this is a big thing for you now.
Yeah, this is a big deal for me. So the record is called Life Ain't That Long, which is the truth. It's a 10-song CD with a bonus track in addition. And we've got absolutely fabulous players on it. And the record swings from solid Americana through sort of rock, punk, pop, all the way to blue-eyed soul. And it's very solid. We've got gospel singers, we've got horns, we've got all kinds of things. And each song is treated as to whatever is best for the song. And it's already getting some airplay. You guys have been playing some of the tracks for a while, and it's getting airplay in the States as well, and other places in England. And we've gotten some great reviews, especially that new one in No Depression, which was like a rave. They basically said, this may be perfect music for our times, which is big. You know, I can't ask for that. I don't know how much I paid for that review, but it was worth it.
Excellent. So Richard, this is your debut album, correct?
Yes, this is the real first. Everything I've done before this was sort of demos.
Okay.
And then we did put out an EP. We did put an preview EP out this summer, but that was just a couple of the songs that are on this record, but early mixes of them.
Okay.
We needed something for a folk festival. This is really it. This is the first real record.
Cool. Because there's one thing I really like about artists, you know, is that their debut albums, the first album of every artist, is so diverse. Usually independent musicians, they've got so many different styles that they're kind of experimenting with, so it's fun to listen to it, because then the second and the third album gets more kind of, you know, you get defined with your genre, so it's going to be so much fun to listen to this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it ranges wildly, but it, I don't think it's a flaw with the record, though. I think it keeps you interested. I mean, I think that each song is treated the way it needs to be treated.
Excellent,
I'm happy with the sound.
You've put everything into it.
You know, there's no question that I put everything into it. I mean, it didn't cost any more than owning and operating a small yacht. Well, I don't know which one would last longer, but I'm not really a seagoing person anyway, so I'd rather make the record.
Well,
it was worth it. It was probably worth it.
I'm sure it is, man. I'm sure it is. I'm looking forward to listening to it. And it's going to be something major in your life anyways. You know, it's something that's going to live on forever.
Yeah, it'll be there for the rest of my life to either as a positive thing or to recriminate me for the rest of my life. I no more plausible deniability.
Right. And the band, as you were telling me, is it the same band that was with you in New York City?
Yeah, it's a core group, yeah. Yeah, so the core group is my rhythm section, Vince Edmonds and Bill Cavanaugh on bass, and Bill's on bass and Vince is on drums, and me. And then, but there's a whole host of characters around us playing additional instruments.
Wow.
The band in New York, we went with our fiddle player, which is Scott Daniel. He's a virtuoso. And we have people on the record, you know, some of who played with Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
We've got all kinds of people on the record, you know, and it just sounds fabulous. You know, I'm the worst musician on the record. There's no question about that. But the songs are good. And the band pulls me through, so it's worth it.
Awesome. And you know, the songs that we've got, apparently there are like two or three or four songs of yours that are going to be featured on our compilations, the Independent Number Ones and the Goa Chill Out Zone.
Yes, all the songs that
Excellent.
Are being promoted on the album.
This is going to push the album too, you know, because this would get to radio, to different radios that usually wouldn't play, say, an Americana album, and then this would kind of push your main album there as well. So that's great news.
That's the goal, you know, that's what we're really hoping for. The first single on the record is the first track, which is called A Stupid Broken Heart. So
yeah.
That's on one of your compilations.
Yes, that is, yes.
And I think there's two other songs on the compilations, one of which is a song called The Gospel According to Carl.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. When I saw that title, you know, they said this is the song we've chosen for the Goa Chill Out Zone. I said, that's such a cool title to the song.
Yeah, it's kind of very much of a Randy Newman feel. I'm playing piano on that one.
And, oh, cool.
It's got horns and it's got a gospel choir.
Nice.
And the story is basically of a used car salesman's fall from grace.
Okay.
Where he has a crisis of conscience because
right.
as a used car salesman, he develops a conscience which is a crisis if you sell used cars.
I know, it is. It sure is.
You know, and it had to be a gospel song. I think the other track that's on is one of the compilations is a song called What We Are, which is a song I got into the Kerrville New Folk Festival with, which is sort of it's a song about the paradox of hope.
Okay.
We live in purely strange times now. It's really easy to lose hope,
mm-hmm.
certainly in America with our current political situation, among other things.
Yeah.
And people are feeling that all over. You know, there's people whose, you know, politics are maybe abhorrent to people that are everywhere that people have to face. And
yeah.
I know England's going through difficult times with Brexit.
Absolutely,
and,
man. Yeah.
And so it's easy to lose hope, and it sort of deals with that. And how do you maintain hope when things are complex and it's difficult now?
Yeah,
it's got a really good groove, and the band sounds marvelous on it.
So on that note, I think the best song to play right now would be that song right now.
That'd be cool. Play What We Are.
But Richard, before I play that song and before you say goodbye, can you tell me more about your launch party that's happening on the 27th?
Sure. The party is in Berwyn, which is a suburb just west of Chicago, at a great bar called Friendly's Tap. We're going to have a full band, and a bunch of people sitting in, and some special guests.
Super.
And it's Saturday night. It starts about 7, and it'll be all night long. And it's also my 58th birthday. You know, I hope everybody have a good time.
Nice. So if there are people from Chicago listening into the show, are they invited over to come and, you know, have a look at the band?
Everybody's invited.
Awesome.
Everybody's invited. Come on over. It's going to be a good time.
Great. If you're listening to the show today, check out Richard's launch party. He's invited all of you, so please go and support Richard Krueger, one of the best songwriters I've met in a long time, fantastic Americana artist, and his debut album, Life Ain't Too Long, Richard Krueger, and What We Are, coming up right now.
Everything you hold true is plagued with doubt. If there's still a place where life's wrestled free from fear, and there's a God who loves us, it ain't here. Look, you and I both know that mistakes were made. As the philosopher said, even emperors will. But it was telling the emperor what kings just don't want to hear. Got the philosopher killed. When speaking lies is safer than speaking true. Listen, friend, it's something you can do. Take your broken wooden heart, carve yourself a gypsy violin, make it laugh just like a mother's crying. Listen while it whispers that the world isn't dying, and tomorrow's really not that far. Remember, tomorrow's what we are. Get in my car, I'll drive us down ancient Rome. 54 AD, Emperor Nero's at home. At night in his garden, Christian torches glow. He entertains masses with fiddle and bow. And like the late spade Thule, he kicked his wife to death. He killed his brother and his mother too, it's true. And before Rome knew what hit her, fires would grow. Tell me, does this sound like anyone you already know? Just plain wrong. Somewhere men know why we must walk a while in another man's shoes. And the lie is a lie, not fake news. The stones on your chest ain't really new. These fallen seas around us can rise for me and for you. Take your broken wooden heart, carve yourself a gypsy violin. Make it laugh just like a mother's crying. Listen while it whispers, the world isn't dying. And tomorrow's really not that far. Remember, tomorrow's what we are. Tomorrow's what we are. Remember, tomorrow is what we are.
Say dinner and drinks, a night on the town. You say hurry up, get ready. I say boy, you just slow down. Don't get me wrong, the offer's real nice, but I've got something better in mind. Why don't you love me like you love me? You know I love the movies, I like going out. Let's make movies on location all over this house. Just pull down the shades, leave on the lights, 'cause I've got something I know you like. When you love me like you love me, baby, that'll be alright. Love me like you love me, oh baby, that's all I'm needing tonight.
Pilot with a gang color jacket and a ran down citizens for laughs. He had an old lady named Petula who packed an automatic 45 gun. They had just come up from California where they'd shot sex cops for fun. Jake thought it was the best there was. He's down the interstate he saw till the day he tangled with the county sheriff who they all call 104. It was late. late on a Thursday evening, and Jake, he was feeling kind of mean, 'cause he just run out of his favorite drug, you know, the one called amphetamine. So we sauntered up to Petula, and he said, "Say, baby, let's split. There's a little gas station on down the road that might be fun to hit." So they drove up to the station, and they both jumped off of Jake's ride. They were up to derision at Jake's decision as they both sauntered inside. The attendant, he was an old man, and you know he didn't think it very funny. When Petula pulled out that great big gun, said, "Honey, give me all your money." Old man opened up the cash drawer, and Jake grabbed money and ran. With the two out the door to the big chop parlor that was parked on the center kickstand. Then they headed out for the four lane, and they thought it was lots of fun. With Jake on his hog, with Petula the dog, with the automatic 45 gun. Jake, he thought it was the best there was, just down the interstate he saw. Till the day he tangled with the county sheriff, who they all called 104. Very humorous, and you know he didn't like to get sassed, 'cause just that morning he had a cup of coffee with a cop named Pendergrast. But the old man had a lot of sense, and he knew just exactly what to do. He dropped a dime in the phone till they got the dial tone, and he talked to Operator 42. Operator 42, she was the best, and she gave out the description of Jake the Maggot with the gang colors jacket and Petula with the 45 gun. Now it just so happens that Jake, he was headed for 522, where 104 was popped in the shade, thinking, "Baby, I'm waiting for you." Jake laughed and thought he had it made, but you should have seen the look in his eyes when outside Monroe on 522, you know he got one hell of a surprise. 'Cause up ahead on the roadway, with a shotgun looking down the bar, was Sergeant Nichols with his finger on the trigger in the infamous 104. It was then the chase that had started, but Jake didn't think it very fun when it felt the blast at the spokes of his wheels from 104 shotgun. Chase got into full gear as they went over valley and rise. They were over ditches and barbed wire fences, and Jake kept hitting cow pies. Then just ahead on the I-5 junction where the back road's in a hump, Chase was over in a field of clover as Jake's back hit a stump. Yes, friends, there was Jake, or should I say what was left of him. He had landed headfirst in a birch tree and ruined his brand new gang colors jacket. But then you can look on the bright side, 'cause all it did to Petula was shape a chapstick across four lanes of traffic. Sot Nichols got to the crash scene, and he thought it was lots of fun, when 104 put in a call to number 851. He advised he was at the crash scene where Jake's bike had hit a stump. He had one in the tree and one in the road, had two people to beam up. Thought it was the best there was down the interstate he saw, till the day he tangled.